Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Cheslin Jacobs, such a delight to have you with us on the show this evening. So welcome to Kaya Biz as incoming CEO of Time Bank.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure chatting to you and thanks for having me.
I'm excited to speak to you, Cheslin. And many people might be wondering, well, hold on. You've spoken to Cheslin before, so where does the excitement stem from? But I guess I'm going to play this as a gentle reminder. For context, for those of you who aren't familiar, we've often interviewed Cheslin, and the horns have always been a significant feature in our conversations. And I think in this particular instance, on a congratulatory note, given your appointment as incoming CEO. And maybe, Cheslin, let's just start there. If you ask me or anyone else who I guess has followed the Time Bank story and even your professional journey, it comes as no surprise, given that you've been at the business since 2012 and have certainly got skin in the game regarding your experience from chief commercial officer, sales and service, money transfer at some point, and also having worked in bank entities. So I guess, what is this shift for you in terms of the leadership change?
Well, Google, I mean, it might seem as no surprise, but still very, very surreal for me. You know, ultimately, I come from very, very humble beginnings. Yeah. So call upon my professional career to come full circle. You know, I've dedicated my entire professional life to financial inclusion and kind of to be bestowed the privilege of leading Time Bank into this next phase is entirely humbling, you know. So just filled with an immense sense of gratitude, to be quite honest.
Got you. And completely understandable, but also an opportunity for such significant and immense growth. And I ask this because, as we know, 2026 also presents a value proposition offering that Time Bank is going to launch into the market, not only in terms of your name change, but for anyone who's been on your app, they might notice that there's a new feature with a yellow umbrella. And that actually speaks to the risk cover that you're actually providing for customers. Talk to us about what this new journey does mean for Time Bank and what the future prospects are as you look at 2026.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks for that, Google. You know, so I think in your intro, you spoke about the rate at which we've grown. And we can only grow at that rate when customers back us, when customers choose to trust us with their own money. And you know, we're eternally grateful for the support customers have shown us to date. But as you know, in all our previous conversations, I've always shared our ambitions to be bigger and better, to create real value and so that our customers can benefit from that. And as you mentioned, the little yellow umbrella, that's just one more thing we think we can add real value. We've done some really, really cool work behind the scenes. You'd seen the news. We've done some new partnerships that will bring rise to some really, really cool things for our customers, and insurance being one of those things, and lending being some others. But we're also spending a lot of time investing in our customer experience and how customers interact with the bank and the experience they have with us. I mean, ultimately, we think, call it into the longer term, how customers feel about us and the experience they get with us will be the ultimate differentiator.
Mm. And that's another thing that I think has been something very unique to Time Bank and a few of your other digital peers in the industry is the requited relationship that you have with customers. And I say this because before, you know, there were calls for a business account from customers. They've also asked for increased offerings in terms of, you know, digital cards to be accessible, and even for an extension on some of your features like Goal Save and the like. So I'm quite keen, you know, just to understand what that means and looks like for a business internally, where you have to innovate so quickly and have a quick and sharp turnaround time in terms of these solutions that you'd like to bring to customers while still being compliant, because you are a bank after all.
Yeah, the most important word in banking, compliance, yeah. Right? So yeah, so it's so extremely well-regulated industries, so always got to play within those boundaries. But on the customer side, Google, I think that's what challenges us. That's what excites our team. You know, we've got some of the most amazing people working for our business. And we wake up every morning coming to the office to understand how we can delight our customers. And listening to them becomes one of the most important things you can do in understanding where your customers are at, what their needs are, and more importantly, what the expectations from you as a business is. And so we've got lots of tools. We've got lots of people. who kind of invest their time and energy in understanding what our customers want and need. Mm-hmm. And then we do our utmost to deliver that for them. Yeah, there's a lot of things we also kind of put into the market that customers don't necessarily ask for, but where we try and kind of be ahead of the curve and anticipate some of these needs arising. And then we do that as well. But again, customers are the lifeblood of our business. Mm. And without their trust and backing, what are we actually? So nothing there is going to actually change. We're going to listen to them more. We're going to keep delivering what they want from us. And like you've heard me say before, Google, the ultimate test is how much value we can deliver to our customers.
Speaking of the word customers, there are... there's a shortage of them, I guess, in the South African market, right? Because we are a very well banked market and environment, and that's often been the chase. So maybe if you could give us a refresher of your customer numbers. Last I checked, it was 10 million as of 2024.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what are we looking like in terms of those metrics?
Well, what a difference 18 months makes. So just shy of 12 million customers now. So still super, super excited about the rate at which the bank has been growing. And we still see lots and lots of opportunity for growth. I think more and more, like you said, customers have options. So South Africans are becoming more and more multi-banked. But who's the real beneficiary of that increased competition is the end user, is you and I as a customer level. And again, I think what that forces us as businesses to do is to deliver real value to our customers, and ultimately I think that's what it should always be. It shouldn't be about how we lock customers into a system, for lack of a better word, but it should be about how we create as much access, one, but also deliver as much value, two. So call it the increased competition, the fact that customers have multiple bank cards in their wallet excites us, because what that forces us to do is to keep ourselves honest, to keep our feet on the ground, and to keep grinding away at making sure we're delivering real value to our customers.
Got you. Speaking of the customer, I'm always intrigued as to how it is that we are interacting with US banks as a reflection of the macroeconomic environment. And I asked this because a moment ago we were speaking to an economist, and interest rates have been lower, cuts have been fairly steady. We might not see a cut this coming November, but there's been a lot that has been working to our favor slightly as consumers, including even just the cooling in terms of fuel increases. How are you seeing our behavior as a bank when you analyze some of the trends that you have at your disposal?
So we're very happy with some of, call it, the very deliberate actions we can see consumers taking. So one, obviously, the increased adoption in digital transactions, and I think from a risk perspective, that's much better for a customer. From a risk profiling perspective, that's much better for a customer. From a cash flow management perspective, that's much better for a customer. So we're happy that digital adoption is still on the increase in South Africa. And obviously with smartphone penetration, access to data, all of those things increasing, I think it's only really good for what the future holds in that aspect. But Google, that what is really important to us is savings behavior.
Yeah.
Only because over the long term, that gives customers so much more optionality, not only for themselves, but definitely for future generations. And you talk about the economist, and I heard some of his last things around his expectations around rate cuts. I think it's important, and I think it speaks to the ethos of who we are and what we want to do for our customers. On the last rate cut, what TymeBank did was, in most cases, kept our savings rates unchanged, and in some cases even increased the rate at which we pay interest to customers who choose to save with us. And again, it's all around encouraging the right kind of behavior. So we're very, very happy, call it, to leave some margin on the table if it means benefiting more and more ordinary South Africans. So still today, TymeBank offers the best interest rates on savings. And even though rates are being cut, we still think the right thing to do is to either keep them flat or increase for certain products the rate at which we pay customers to save with us. So if you're not saving with us yet, Google, you shouldn't be.
As much as 10%. I spoke about the yellow umbrella. So I think I've given you an answer there, Cheslin, yourself and many other peers. But what is also interesting about your service offering is the business market, right? And if I'm not mistaken, well over 2 years ago, you launched the business account. Cheslin, there's no shortage of competition. When I look at what Capitec has been doing, even Standard Bank, Nedbank, all of the incumbents in the industry, but also you have new entrants like OM Bank, which are also looking to enter the market. I'm aware that your day job is not to focus on competition, but to thrive in terms of your own innovative solutions. But I'm just intrigued as to, the business offering and the unique positioning that we often need to be mindful of, especially in South Africa, where you're balancing the world of two, you know, the informal economy and those who are much larger formal corporate structures. So, number one, where does the opportunity lie for you, and how are you managing and navigating the landscape in terms of your solutions?
Yeah, I think without doubt, that's most probably the next segment of customer where competition is going to increase consistently. I think it's well documented the role these small businesses play in the South African economy. And interestingly enough, Google, I was in Germany for 1.5 weeks last week, and very similarly in a very developed country, small businesses playing a massive role in that economy. Mm. But from a Time Bank perspective, we are doing a lot of work behind the scenes. We think from a proposition perspective, we can still add so much more value to small businesses. You know, on the lending front, we've got a really, really strong lending proposition to small businesses. And at any given time, we're funding close on 50,000 small businesses at any given point in time. And that side of the business is working really, really, really well. And we think there's some real, real opportunity for us to do something really meaningful for businesses on the transactional side. And so our teams behind the scenes are working on call it building a brand new business banking proposition. Very hard to say from a timing perspective now, okay, when that will be ready, but definitely doing the work in the background to make sure we can offer small businesses who choose to bank with us some real, real value, some real, real efficiency in running their business. And like I said, on the lending side, we're really, really happy with how that part of the business is growing. Mm-hmm. But now I want to focus a lot more on what we deliver for customers on the transactional side of business banking.
Got you. Something else that I think is intriguing for us to touch on. The truth is, I'd like to have you in studio for a whole separate conversation on leadership, Cheslin, because you embody it really. I remain in complete admiration and respect of your journey, given what I've seen and experienced of you. But not just changing the lives of your customers, but also changing the lives of, you know, what a banker looks like. And I ask this because so often, perhaps, you know, 30, 40 years ago, it was, you know, going into the branch, you know, being the teller, wearing a suit and a tie, and, you know, using big convoluted language to intimidate people, but still get their money. And now we're finding that even, you know, from a staffing point of view, you're probably working with a lot more data scientists, engineers, and just the talent pool has shifted, right, in terms of what you look for when it comes to a team of bankers who equip you to roll out your strategy. What's that look like? And maybe if you could take us, you know, even into a reflection of your own career, where the market was probably a little bit different in terms of market requirements, expectations, and talent acquisition.
Yeah, spot on. And Gugu, you know, I definitely take you up on that offer of spending some time in studio having a deep conversation about this.
Sure.
Is I think it's most probably one of the least told stories in South Africa. I'm of the view that South Africa is a hotbed of young talent. And again, you know, just talking about my appointment, I'm 40 years old and I've been bestowed this privilege to lead the fastest growing bank in South Africa. But I think, like you mentioned, my story, I think should be the norm for many, many young South Africans.
Yes.
Purely because of the amount of talent that exists in the country. So more than happy to have a more detailed conversation about that. Mm-hmm. In terms of the talent inside our business, it's the ultimate differentiator. You know, it's we are a purpose-driven organization, so we do meaningful work. And because we do meaningful work, I think it sets us up so well to attract the most unique talent that the country has to offer. And it's something we invest in quite aggressively. Like you said, lots of data scientists, lots of engineers. Mm. Fascinating to see the personalities coming into our business and the role these young people are playing today. But also now fascinating to see, because of how the business has grown, the kind of people looking to want to join the business very proactively from the outside. And you know, and I think it's a good sign of, call it, at least how we change in the way we think about business. Yeah, I think historically, as a young South African, all you ever wanted to do was work for the so-called big businesses because they give you this perceived, call it, security, for lack of a better word.
A good pension.
But now I think a lot more young, talented people are looking at, how do I do work that is meaningful? How do I do work that is impactful? And I think Time Bank embodies that, and you can genuinely feel and see the impact of your work every day. And I think what that allows us to do is to attract this talent. The other thing at TymeBank is that I think historically the system has always wanted, call it paper or qualifications, or but the world we live in today is that ultimately you can become an expert, you can be super knowledgeable in anything you want to be today.
Yeah.
Information is so readily available, and what you've got to find ways is how you demonstrate your knowledge. You know, I don't think your piece of paper is a guarantee of how much you know anymore, only because of the world we live in and the fact that we live in this information age. I think it makes it possible for anybody to be an expert in anything if you really, really want to. And that's the attitude we look for. We look for that attitude in people who want to make a difference, who want to make a contribution, and who's got this unwavering curiosity. And it's been fascinating to see the people we have been attracting into the business. It's fascinating to see the people who are proactively reaching out to us to join the business. And if I just use that as a proxy for the potential future of what South Africa can look like, it's hard not to be excited.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah. Cheslin, congratulations once again on the appointment. Looking forward to seeing what the new year does bring about. And maybe just out of curiosity, I'm aware you take up office in January of 2026. TymeBank also changes its name to GoTyme in 2026. What's the correlation there? TymeBank, GoTyme? Where are we going?
Yes. So you know, we've always had ambition of being, call it a multi-country digital bank. You know, South Africa will always be our home. It's the place we started this business. But we've got an operating entity in the Philippines. We've identified a third market to have an operating entity in. And we're doing lots of work on identifying future markets. And we think there's real power in having a uniformed identity across markets where we operate, okay, even though the businesses inside those relevant countries will have their own very unique identity. But also, I think it's a great success story for South Africa. Google, ultimately, TymeBank was born here.
Yeah.
We've exported this business already. And so where we take immense pride in is the fact that as this business evolves, in essence, what it is, it's a story of South Africa to the world. And that's something we take immense pride in. And so we think by, call it, unifying this thing, it just has so much more power. You know, so lots of work happening behind the scenes, you know, but I think customers of ours today, potential customers of ours, should just stay tuned. It's not long now, but there's some exciting things on the horizon.
Got you. Oh, man, we can't wait to get into it. Cheslin, there's so much, and I'm aware of the partnership as well. In terms of the risk cover, we spoke to Mr. Bongani Madikiza just a few months ago in terms of the partnership with Sanlam there. So I guess that's where my umbrella question came from. But, geez, there's a lot to unpack. Cheslin, before we let you go, though, there's one thing we pride ourselves on here at Kaya Biz is the fact that we all have a conversation with the guests that we have on air. So typically, many of the Kaya Biz listeners share their voice notes with us, and this one has come through specific to the conversation I'm having with you.
Good evening, Sis Gugu. It's Jam here from Fine Time. Sis Gugu, I would love to say that you've brought a giant there. The CEO now, he's moved from marketing head. When I used to work for TymeBank at the Time Factory, we used to host our meetings, and Cheslin actually is a good guy, you know. Sis Gugu, that gentleman deserves that seat of being a CEO. If I knew previously that he was going to be a CEO, I would have stayed with TymeBank.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm hoping you heard that clearly, Cheslin. It's Jabu from Google,
I've got goosebumps. My heart is so warm. And yeah, I think it's just testament to the business we've built. And I look forward to making sure that many, many more people inside our business has that experience. Yeah.
100%. Oh, Cheslin, immensely proud of you. Congratulations again on your appointment.
Thanks so much.
And, looking forward to having you in studio. As we wrap up again, this one's for you, Cheslin.
Thank you, Google. See you soon.
Thanks so much. That's Cheslin Jacobs, the incoming CEO of TymeBank. And as you heard from Jabu there, Cheslin has worn many, many hats at TymeBank since its inception back in 2012. As the business did start, he was head of sales and distribution then at some point, and then national operations manager at what was called Time Infield. He's been chief commercial officer, but also took care of money transfer. And from January 2026 will be the chief Executive Officer for Time Bank in South Africa. By that time, it would have changed its name to GoTime. So be mindful of some of the shifts and changes that are happening in our banking space. But keep your voice notes coming. Jabu, appreciate it. And the ones that we got earlier, Mlu, Mega, Rebs, do keep your thoughts coming on the rest of the conversations we're having on the show. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.